Were you ever at Jefferson Center? Were you ever at Jefferson Center?
As a patient, but never to work.
You were there as a patient then.
Mm-hmm.
What's it like being a patient if you've been a nurse all your life?
Well, I got very good care at Jefferson while I was there. I was had surgery there and I was very sick. But I say that most of the nurses were my own nurses from St. Joseph's that went out there. They were not the ones. But both of my trips, and when I had a stroke, I was out there, and I was on the same floor where the nurses are, who were trained at St. Joseph's, and that I knew and knew me. So I got very excellent care. I think of the hospital about the same as any other hospital, as far as I know. I didn't know too much, I only knew that the floor was on. Although I had a lot of tests done, the x-ray, and I had some physiotherapy. And my impression was that it was a very good hospital. Not like St. Joseph's, but St. Joseph was smaller, and very homely, that's what everyone said. It was very friendly and very homely. And, but
what are some of the changes in hospitals that you've seen through the years?
Some of the changes?
In hospitals.
Well, I've seen a lot of changes in hospitals. I've said before, they only work. The 8 hours, they work 40 hours a week, and their salaries are about twice what they used to be, if not more. They have 2 days off every week.
Didn't you have 2 days off a week?
Oh, no. You had a half day that started at 2:00. That's all you got on. Even in all the years that I nursed until I retired, I never got days off. You got a vacation, or if there was something special you wanted to attend something. But to say that you got a day off or 2 days off, you didn't. You reported for duty every morning at 7:00. But you liked your work, you were interested in it. And you have to be interested in your work, especially in nursing, if you want to make a success of it. You just have to be devoted to your work. It's a vocation, nursing is a vocation. It's a hard life, but it's a nice and a gratifying life. But you have to know it and appreciate it and be self-sacrificing if you want to be a good nurse.
At St. Joseph's, did the sisters usually have the same shifts? You didn't have some working night and some working day?
We always had nurses on night duty.
Oh, there were sisters on night duty?
Yes, until recently. There was always a sister on night duty. Until maybe the last 10 or 15 years. But Sister Gonzalez was on night duty for years, and Sister Anselm. And then when I went to the hospital, I was on night duty for quite some time. And Sister Leona went on night duty. Until she died. She was on the night before she died. She was on night duty for many years. But, of course, lately we haven't had any sisters on night duty. And at Jefferson, there weren't sisters. In fact, at Jefferson, there's very few sisters there. after Sister Cornelius died, I don't think there's any nursing sisters there.
I think Sister Eileen Scott this year. Sister Eileen Scott.
Is she a nurse?
Yes.
Where does she work? What department?
Now that I don't know.
Sister Crescent is there as a supervisor. Assistant superintendent, supervisor, administrator, assistant administrator. And Sister Mary Phillip does part-time work. And Sister Giles does part-time work. That's his volunteer work.
Mm-hmm.
They're all volunteers. Sister Valeria works, I don't know what she
does. That's right.
I don't know what she does.
Mm-hmm.
But, there's hard to be a part-time people there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't have any more specific questions. Do you have other things that you'd like to mention?
No.
Either about the hospital or about your own life or about religious life?
I don't know. I think I've said plenty.
Okay, well, that's maybe all for now, huh? Thank you very much. We'll conclude the tape.